Hello and welcome back to the Bear Performance Podcast. I am your host, Nick Bear, founder and CEO of Bear Performance Nutrition, and today I have something extra special for you guys. I have been sharing on social media this document and this ebook that we are creating and have created called Go One More Daily. And we created Go One More Daily as a supplement in terms of resources, a supplement to the Go One More mindset, right? The Go One More mindset is such a very powerful message that is an arm, an extension of, I don't even want to say an extension, it is an arm, it is a part of the Bear Performance Nutrition brand. And, you know, I founded the concept of Go One More years ago. And if you don't know the origins of Go One More, I'll share it with you briefly before we dive into Go One More Daily. So it was about 2018, and I was on this run, and that run called for 18 miles that day. It was part of a marathon prep for the Austin Marathon. And around mile 10, I just had no motivation to finish that run for the day. I was sucking. And the way I describe it in the picture that I like to paint is as if there was this bird on my shoulder, this demon on my shoulder telling me to stop, just quit, give up. But I wanted to drive through this run so bad. I wanted to finish and accomplish this training run that was part of this marathon build. So I told myself, instead of running 18 miles, which was what the program called for that day, and even though I was sucking at 10, I was going to run 19 miles. And I did that. And when I got back, I wrote one more on the bill of my hat that I was running in. And I took a picture of the bill of that hat and I posted it on Instagram. And it said one more. And days, weeks, and months went by. And hundreds, if not thousands of other people were sending me pictures of the bill of their hat that had one more underneath it written in. And it was this message to themselves to keep pushing one more. When they get tired, when they feel weak and fatigued, when they want to stop, when they want to quit, go one more. And I realized how powerful those three words were then and the lives that it changed and had the potential to change in the future. There was a realization, and that was the birth of Go One More. And it slowly started being incorporated and built into our brand over time to what it is today. And again, a very, very powerful message. And I wrote Go One More Daily because we find that a lot of people don't understand how to implement the Go One More mindset into their everyday life. So many people find or think that it's just doing one more rep on the bench press or one more, you know, mile on their run. And it's just like pushing, more so from a physical aspect to progress. But, you know, you can only go one more so many times in fitness until you reach failure, fatigue, and burnout. And the Go One More mindset, it is so much bigger. It is so much larger than just doing one more rep in the gym or one more mile on a run. And it was never intended to be seen as this small one-time thing you do once. You know, just doing one more rep on a bench press once, just spending one more hour building your business once, it means nothing. It does nothing for you. You have to do these things on a regular, daily, and consistent basis to see results. And it's applied to a much larger initiative and an action than just, you know, like doing a rep in the gym. It's so much larger than that. So Go One More Daily, which is what we're jumping into now, is something that I wrote over the last couple of weeks. And it's these daily disciplines that you can instill and implement into your life to facilitate the Go One More mindset. So essentially, there's five disciplines that if you try your hardest to implement on a regular, consistent basis, being daily, it will pay off and you will see massive, massive results. I guarantee it. You know, when I look back and I wrote this, I was thinking, what are the things that I do on a daily basis and have done over the last years that have compounded to build what we have built and grow what we've grown and scale what we've scaled, that being Bear Performance Nutrition? What are those daily disciplines? And I'm going to share that with you. So essentially, I'm going to be reading from the manuscript that I want to let you know if you're listening to this in real time. So today is April 25th, 2021. This is the day I'm recording it. It's actually going to go live tomorrow, which is April 26th. If you're listening to it then, you have, you know, that's the first we've published it. We're putting it out on the podcast, the Bear Performance Podcast, before we release the ebook online. So let's dive right into it. Go One More Daily, a practical guide to reach your full potential. So I'm going to go into an intro, and here are the five disciplines. Discipline one, growth is a choice, it's not by chance. Discipline two, set your standard. Discipline three, bet on yourself. Discipline four, prioritize and eliminate. Discipline five, lead with intentional action. And then we'll have an outro. Intro. In 2014, I was a brand new second lieutenant in the U.S. Army, assigned to the 1st Cavalry Division at Fort Hood, Texas. At the time, I was a platoon leader responsible for 40 soldiers and non-commissioned officers of the Misfits, 1st Platoon, 212 Cav, Infantry. I'd call it a job, but it was so much more than that. It was an opportunity to define my life's work. One summer morning, I was driving into work on the backcountry roads of Central Texas. My apartment at the time had direct access to the back gate of Fort Hood's airfield, and I had a peaceful 30-minute commute to and from the office every day. I vividly remember that morning. I can feel the hot and humid air, quiet ranch land echoing the sound of my truck, and pulling into a parking lot that was filled with headlights, catching the stir of loose dirt from the ground. What I remember most on the warm Texas day was realizing that everything I wanted in life was right in front of me. I just had to go out and take it. As I watched my platoon train that morning, I saw many who were in need of the proper mindset to achieve their greatness. I made a commitment that day to make my life's work centered around maximizing my and others' potential in life. Many of the soldiers were smarter than me, stronger than me, and more skilled than me, but many lacked the mindset needed to go one more in everything they do in life. And I told them this. By instilling daily disciplines in your life, the greatness you envision for yourself can turn into your reality. You see, most often, what is holding us back from achieving greatness is ourselves. It's as if we have an on and off switch attached to our minds, which in turn controls our actions. In my book, 25 Hours a Day, I say a wish is only a wish if all you do is wish for it. The thing that turns that wish into something great is the ability to break that mental switch and go one more in everything you do in life. I wrote Go One More Daily as a resource for you to permanently break the switch by implementing the Go One More mindset. These five principles have been used in everything I do in life, and I'm honored to be sharing them with you to help you achieve your greatness. Be prepared to take responsibility for yourself, your actions, and the outcomes, wins and losses, successes and failures. The path ahead will not be an easy one, but if it were easy, everyone would do it. Growth is a choice, it's not by chance. This is discipline number one. Objects at rest stay at rest unless acted upon, and objects in motion continue that motion in a straight line unless acted upon. That's actually Newton's first law of motion. And when I think of, this is a sidebar here, when I think of growth, I think of Newton's first law of motion, where you have this person who, if there was no action that person ever took or did, they would stay in that same spot for the rest of their lives. And so many people do that. Like that is what happens to so many people. When their life is over or nearing end, they look back and think, why aren't I where I wanted to be? Why didn't I accomplish anything I wanted? Well, it's because you just stayed there. You didn't take action on anything. That is the root cause. That is the root reason. When I wake up every morning, the first thing that pops into my head is the realization that I can do something today that allows me the opportunity to grow in some aspect of my life. In life, there are two types of people: those who consume energy and those who create energy. You see, I live to create energy. I use this energy like rocket fuel in order to consume, learn, create, and grow as a person every single day. When I started Bayer Performance Nutrition, BPN, out of my small college apartment in Western Pennsylvania, I truly thought it would be easy. I really did. My thought process was if I purchased a supply of inventory, it would automatically create demand. And I was wrong. Month after month of sales barely trickling in, I came to the harsh realization that growth is a choice. It's not by chance. My company wasn't going to pick up momentum or explode in the online retail supplement space simply because it consumed energy. In order for the ideal of my company to take shape, I had to be the one to take complete responsibility for creating the energy needed for its success. It all came down to me. Every morning that I woke up and challenged myself to grow, it challenged me to take ownership of my company's success. As that mindset has compounded over the years, I was able to take that small and failing dorm room company from $20,000 in annual revenue to over $20 million in annual revenue today. How? In the game of life, we are told that showing up is half the battle. And I won't disagree with that, but there is so much more to it. There's so much more. Only when every fiber in your body wants to accomplish something truly special and take consistent and massive action, can you then take a step onto the field of battle. Imagine if your favorite football team made the Super Bowl. By stepping out on that field, they have one of two options. Option number one is to show up, go through the motions, and just exist and hope. Hope for the best. Or option number two is they make an all-in commitment to the task at hand with everything they have as a team and put massive action into achieving their goals. They refuse to lose and they leave victorious. Now, which team are you picking? And which team are you? Are you team one or are you team two? Growth, whether in business, relationships, or fitness, is not meant to be easy. To me, this is the difference between those who consume energy and those who create it. They choose the hard right over the easy wrong every single time. That daily choice, at its core, is the go one more mindset. By coming to immediate terms with the concept that growth is something that has to consume every ounce of your daily life, you will be able to show up, take ownership, and dominate your ambitions to live your best life. Now remember, growth will come in the shape of something uncomfortable, something new, difficult, and possibly very time consuming. Growth will require tremendous patience. Seek out these opportunities in life and demand these opportunities in your life. Wake up choosing to grow every single day. The day you decide that you create your own energy is the day you truly go one more. Discipline two, set your standard. When I was in the Army, we were often ordered to perform a special action typically done at a military school, and it was broken down by tasks, conditions, and standards. If you spent any time in the military, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Tasks are notable for being both measurable and clearly defined activities to accomplish. The conditions define the details and the environment for accomplishing those activities, and the standards are considered the minimum of acceptable level of proficiency in completing these tasks. Standards are the minimum acceptable level. Now, while serving in such a large organization as the U.S. Army, I learned many valuable lessons about success pillars, such as leadership, personal development, and mission-driven tactics. One of the biggest takeaways that I instill in everything I do in life is how to set, implement, and carry out standards. In the Army, you have standards for everything, anything from haircuts, uniforms, weapons maintenance, physical training, and so much more. These standards guide us to operate at a baseline of excellence, absolute excellence. You could perform above the standard, however, operating below the standard equaled immediate failure or even removal from the military. Through this grueling process, I made a commitment to myself and those who served with me that nothing short of excellence would be tolerated. I needed this constant reminder of the standards the Army helped me set as I transitioned into the civilian sector and quickly realized that society standards were generally much lower or even non-existent in many aspects of our culture. In order to even begin the process of reaching our full potential in anything we do, we must set standards for ourselves. Without them, you will let other standards or even non-existent standards dictate what you get out of your life. Setting your own standards allows you to dictate what you get out of your life. Over the past couple years, I have seen the idea of hard work being put on a pedestal. Catchy words such as grind and hustle are thrown around as if the action of hard work was even an option in the journey to achieve your version of greatness. I'm going to say that again because I love this line. Catchy words such as grind and hustle are thrown around, here it is, as if the action of hard work was even an option in the journey to achieve your version of greatness. If it was even an option, people think that hard work is an option, that you get to choose or not choose hard work and still get the end result of what you want. It doesn't necessarily work that way. I'm sorry. If you want to achieve excellence in your life, then excellence must be your consistent standard. Not once in a while, not when you feel like it, but every single day. Working hard, hustling, and grinding are simply parts of the process of achieving excellence in your life. Nothing more and nothing less. This standard has to transcend all aspects of your life, from the way you train your body to the foods you consume, the way you treat others, and your contribution to the greater good of the world. Everything you do should be under your standard of excellence that you personally set for yourself. I have made a very thoughtful and challenging decision to make my standard what I personally hold myself accountable for, above a level acceptable in our current society. My lifelong standard is to go one more in everything I do. That's everything. A standard that has been set and will only be raised as this mindset compounds decision after decision, workout after workout, day after day. The day you decide to put your foot down and accept nothing but excellence in your life is the day your dreams become your reality. Discipline number 3 is bet on yourself. Investments and bets both involve choice and risk. You are making a conscious choice to risk what you have now for what you want more of later. Many invest in real estate, cars, baseball cards, or the stock market. All those risks are always, always out of your control. In my opinion, the only investment worth going all in on, the one and only that you can truly control, is going all in on yourself. It's betting the damn house to maximize your potential in life. It's breaking the switch to go one more. You see, during a 9-month rotation in South Korea with the U.S. Army, I bet everything I had on myself, and that return is still being felt in everything we do at BPN today. Every waking moment outside of my job as an infantry platoon leader was spent learning how to grow my business. I made a clear and bold choice to break the switch and never look back. I am going to risk everything I have to achieve everything I have always wanted. You can write that down somewhere. You can hold on to that. I am going to risk everything I have to achieve everything I have always wanted. Time, money, and any and all resources are investments to use and reuse to learn new skills, develop personally and professionally, and gain valuable real life experiences. Everything in your life is an asset to use in the game of life. When you think you have invested everything you have in yourself, that is the exact moment you double down and reinvest back in yourself again and again and again. In 2019, I put my reinvestment process into action by deciding I was going to run a sub-3-hour marathon. This is a respectable time for a 26.2-mile race, especially for someone with a personal best previously of 3 hours and 57 minutes at a staggering 195 pounds. Many, many betted against me. However, many didn't realize that when I bet on myself, like I have in everything I've done since launching BPN in 2012, I always win. How? Before I commit to any ambitious goal and invest everything I have into achieving the outcome, I always hear the phrase in the back of my head, if it were easy, everyone would do it. That phrase is the guiding mindset towards doubling down when I think I have invested everything I have, and it helps me quickly realize I am just getting started. Little side note on this one, if you've been following my brand for any amount of time, those are the words that my dad told me in 2012 when I first started my business. And when I first started BPN in 2012, I told him that I was going to make $1 million that first year. You know, I said, I'm going to buy this inventory. I'm going to send it off to these fitness influencers and YouTubers to review. And boom, it's going to make $1 million. And he said, son, if it were that easy, everyone would do it. And you know what? I thought when he said that, it pissed me off. I thought, I'm going to prove you wrong. And he proved me wrong. That first year, that first 3 years, each year we did about $20,000 in annual revenue. A little further from $1 million. But I forever have held on to that phrase, if it were easy, everyone would do it. Over the course of those 15 months of training, I failed once, but I kept training. I ran a 3:24 marathon. I struggled every day, but kept training. I heard the doubters, but kept training. I dove deep into my piggy bank and invested every cent I had in myself. After investing thousands of hours of training and staying true to my standard of excellence and discipline for daily growth, the risk paid off on January 30th, 2021 in the form of a 2-hour, 56-minute, and 27-second payday. That investment was returned. You see, this story serves as a daily reminder for me that the only thing that holds us back from achieving greatness is our unwillingness to go all in on ourselves. We create excuses, reorganize priorities, and let dreams die because the choice needed to be made requires more risk than is willing to be taken. It is easy to believe in yourself. This is like saying a wish is only a wish if all you do is wish for it. It is extremely difficult to actually go all in on yourself. This is the action of committing everything you have to make your wish become reality. The only question on your mind should be, how much are you willing to lose in order to gain everything you ever wanted? The answer should be, I bet the freaking house. Double down and go one more. Discipline number 4 is to prioritize and eliminate. Until my one thing is done, everything else is a distraction. That is from Gary Keller. You see, one of my favorite books that has benefited my growth mindset is The One Thing by Gary Keller. It summarizes some basic concepts about doing less in order to accomplish more in your life. However simple this concept may seem, very few actually put this into practice. Busy, a word that often provokes the focused. There is busy and there is focused, two very different concepts that result in very different outcomes. In The One Thing, Gary says, extraordinary results are directly determined by how narrow you can make your focus. When you spread yourself out, you end up spread thin. For me, my experience at Ranger School was the first time I was truly able to harness the power of prioritizing and eliminating distractions in my life. I left for the U.S. Army Ranger School in February of 2014 with one single mission on my mind. That mission was to earn the coveted Ranger tab and wear it on my shoulder proudly when I first arrived my platoon at Fort Hood, Texas. That's all I could think about. I was laser focused. Nothing, I mean nothing else mattered. I eliminated all distractions outside of this task at hand once I stepped foot in that school until the moment I stepped onto the graduation podium. Every waking moment of my existence was consumed by the image I had in my mind of putting that tab on my shoulder. Through the highs and lows, intense training, sleepless nights, and extreme fatigue, that image burned inside of me. When I prioritized that one moment in my mind, I was free. Free from the rest of the world's distractions. Free to become the person I felt I was destined to be. You see, every action has a reaction. So keep in mind that your family, friends, loved ones, and work responsibilities need to be a part of that one thing in your life. Many of us can fall into the daily distraction traps that consume our world, saying yes to everything and everyone, aimlessly scrolling on social media, and side hobbies that do not help you grow are all clogs that inhibit your ability to maximize your potential in life. In order to reach this full potential, you must replace your busy work with focused work. You must ask yourself, what do I want to achieve in my life? And whatever that image may be, for me at the time, it was that Ranger tab, has to be this burning desire in everything you do. Prioritize what is important to you. Eliminate distractions. Obsess over that one thing and go one more. Discipline number 5 is to lead with intentional action. An intentional action is a function to accomplish a desired goal and is based on the belief that the course of action will satisfy a desire. And a little sidebar here, there's been two words at BPN this past year that we say every single day. One of those is intentions, and the other is expectations. Always lead with intentions in everything we do or plan to do, and set expectations for those intentions. We've lived by those the last 2 years, and they have helped the team tremendously. Inside BPN's HQ hangs a quote that says, "Lack of intentionality leads to a repetition of what is easiest." And we live by it. Before actively trying to be intentional with everything I did, specifically at Bear Performance Nutrition, I found myself wasting time, receiving results that didn't match my expectations, and without a clear vision of where I needed to go and take the team. Intentional action creates clarity. I'm going to say that again, because that's what it does. It creates clarity. Intentional action creates clarity. When the path to where you are currently at and where you want to be is clear, you are able to choose growth, set your standard, bet on yourself, and prioritize, eliminate, and execute what is important to your success. As you can see, being intentional with the action you take brings every part of the Go One More mindset together. And it took me years to realize this. When I started building my business, I never had a problem with taking action. Early mornings, late nights, endless hours, and long weekends are embedded into my DNA. I have never allowed fear to hold me back. I do not let overanalysis of the pros and cons of action restrain my potential in life. I lived and still live by the belief in taking massive action every single day and in everything I do. I live in the world of did, done, next, not shoulda, woulda, or coulda. With daily action being the standard in my life and my business's life, what was needed next was setting focused intention around that action. You see, if my intentions for my actions were unclear to me, what were they to my customers? What were my customers thinking? As I built my company brick by brick, employee by employee, customer by customer, I learned the undeniable value of intentional action and direction. It's providing clarity. Providing clarity in every action you take defines your purpose. It defined my purpose. It gave clarity to my team's growth and engaged the most passionate clientele in the supplement industry. Be a person of action. Be a leader of intention. And go one more. Over the past decade, I have been applying these principles to my work, my fitness, and the teams that I have been fortunate enough to have the opportunity to lead. Now, although the motto Go One More didn't exist until recently, the last couple years, the mindset behind it has always been there. These five disciplines are things that I've been doing the last decade plus of my life, taking me through my time in the military, starting BPN and growing BPN with an amazing team, amazing brand, and community. I wake up every single day knowing of the opportunities that may present themselves, and it is my responsibility to take action on them. Now it is your turn to implement these daily disciplines in your life, to go one more in everything you do. And if you do, the outcomes will be powerful and life-changing. But remember, and I'm going to end it with this, you must implement these five daily disciplines on a regular, consistent basis to see the result. And that is Go One More in a nutshell. That is how you implement Go One More into your life and in everything you do. And I'm going to end it with, remember, if it were easy, everyone would do it.